With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. London, Kentucky Mayor Randall Weddle says a manhunt is underway in Laurel County for the suspect in the shooting near a highway.
That is some rugged terrain and a lot of tree lines. If you guys know northern part of Laurel County, it's just is what it is. But I'm confident they will apprehend them. We are asking everybody in the city of Lemons to be vigilant and know what your surroundings. If you're home, keep your doors locked.
Also at SRNnews.com, evacuations are ordered as a wildfire burns east of Los Angeles.
Mandatory evacuations are expanding as a wildfire burns in the foothills of the National Forest east of Los Angeles. Tens of thousands of homes and other buildings are being threatened by the line fire. The blaze was burning uncontrolled along the edge of the San Bernardino National Forest. That's about 65 miles east of L.A. As of Sunday morning, it had charred about 27 square miles. More than 600 firefighters were battling the blaze along with water-dropping helicopters and other aircraft. Temperatures in the area expected to be in the triple digits as Southern California experiences a days-long heat wave. I'm Julie Walker.
Walt Amer, the president and CEO of Waffle House and a member of the Board of Trustees for the Atlanta Police Foundation, has died at the age of 58. The Police Foundation announced his death Sunday. He became president of the restaurant chain in 2002 and later added the titles of CEO and chairman. The Waffle House chain and around-the-clock diners opened in 1955 and now has more than 1,900 locations in 25 states. Again, Walt Amer, the president and CEO of Waffle House and the Board of Trustees for the Atlanta Police Foundation, died at the young age of 58. More online at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. A court battle in Colorado over school field trips. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Did you ever take an overnight trip with your school sports team or maybe the marching band? Remember how they would assign you to a hotel room, four boys or four girls? Lots of fun. But suppose you found out that one of the girls was a boy. That's what happened to a couple in Colorado whose 11-year-old daughter was ordered to share a bed with a boy who was living as a girl. Now they're suing Jefferson County Public Schools over its gender identity policy. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion questions are on the ballot in 9 states in November and could help draw more voters to the polls. Experts say it's unclear which party might benefit from that surge. The places with abortion ballot measures include the presidential battleground states of Arizona and Nevada, plus Montana, where the race for Senate is expected to be close. Abortion isn't only the issue to put to voters. There are more than 140 questions being posed in 41 states. This is SRN News. Hurricane recovery has been very slow in Louisiana.
It's been nearly 4 years since Hurricanes Laura and Delta decimated southwest Louisiana and caused an estimated $22 billion in damage nationwide. Delays in Congress and a lengthy process to approve federal funding forced people in Lake Charles, where one-fifth of the population falls below the poverty line, to dip into their savings to afford rent. Some still live in FEMA trailers or remain in their damaged homes. Others are ensnared in ongoing legal battles with their insurance providers, and some have opted to leave the state altogether. John Scott reporting.
Jannik Sinner has defeated Taylor Fritz 6-3, 6-4, 7-5. With a relentless baseline game to win the U.S. Open Men's Championship less than 3 weeks after being exonerated in a doping case. The number one ranked Sinner is a 23-year-old from Italy whose victory Sunday gave him the second Grand Slam trophy of his career. I'm Ron Taylor. This is SRN News.